Bennett's Gear. Size it up on the Tickets Mavs postgame show. Live from the Jack Daniels Old Number 7 Club. Inside the AAC after every Mavericks home game. On Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Those who muse so very gently are going to be at Speedy Oil Change tomorrow in crazy Fort Worth. At Beach Street at Western City. Over there in the town of the Cow. They will be there at the presentation, in fact, from 5:30 a.m. until 10.
Oh.
So you can register to win ticket T-shirts and charity challenge on ice tickets. They will have a couple of very, very foxy ticket chicks there. And, of course, Speedy Oil Change is the sponsor of Team Musers in D&M yeah. Auto Leasing Charity Challenge on Ice 7, which is March 29.
They had second pick. Subway had first pick. They picked us.
Well, right now it is time to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news to you.
And this is brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. This weekend, the Big 12 basketball tournament is coming up, Greg.
Oh, let the feeding frenzy begin.
Oh, what great memories this invokes.
Oh, gosh. I wish we were doing the games.
The halcyon days of the great Southwest Conference tournament. It's something we certainly wanted to be at. And, hey, you're going to want to be at this weekend, too.
It'll be great.
And Texas Tickets has great seats for it. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room. And let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who likes to do a little gambling. And here he is. It is Cobra.
Thank you, Michael. Martha Stewart.
Hello, Cobra.
Hello, Michael. Martha Stewart's living program has been pulled.
Yeah, the government's ruining her.
From CBS and UPN, Viacom has yanked it. Following her verdict, as Greg put it so politely. And it's been 11 seasons since Martha's been doing her thing on television. Ratings were bad, however, and supposedly, according to Viacom, that they weren't going to renew her, even no matter what happened with this trial, which I find hard to believe. So she's out. She's going to go to jail, and her show's going to be off the air. And legal experts say that she will spend between 10 to 16 months in prison.
That sucks.
Has nobody done an audit on her?
Oh, there's millions in the bank. Millions.
Seems like she could get out of this.
Not when they want you. No amount of money when they want you.
Ah, it sucks. It's funny, though. I think it's still kind of funny.
I don't think it's funny at all. But, oh, let's let Kenneth Lay. Let's let that bandit. Let's let that highway robber. Let's let him walk the earth, okay? After he bilked his employees out of millions upon millions of dollars. Let's let him get away with it.
All she had to do, though, was whenever this investigation started, she could have said, yeah, I was involved
right.
in something pretty shady. Paid her fine of $100,000.
It's something that's happening as we speak right now.
Did you get? I know it happens every day. Did you get the email about? Or I don't know if you guys remember this or not. Barry Switzer and his problems that kind of mirrored what Martha Stewart was going through.
Yeah. I think I did, but I thought it was a cowboy email, and I deleted it instantly.
Supposedly, and this may be so off.
Barry
I don't know. He overheard somebody at a football game, like a high school football game. He was scouting some kids. This is way back when he was recruiting and stuff. And heard somebody over talking about some stock tip or this was going to shake the...
That immediately sounds shady to me. Just happened to be at a high school football game
right.
and happened to overhear something.
Right. And he dumped a bunch of stock and the feds got all over him for it. But he was found not guilty. Like he had to go to court and everything. Barry
Switzer.
Well, I hope that Martha Stewart doesn't go to jail. She doesn't need to go to jail. She's not a criminal.
Wait, I want to know how many humans were responsible for saying Barry Switzer. Can we count them here?
Barry Switzer.
Is there like three or four?
Probably, yeah.
Probably about
five
four
or six. Maybe.
Okay.
We can, we can create another one of all of us doing it.
Let's do it.
All right, ready? On the count of
everybody,
three.
Do we have to do it in that inflection?
Yep.
Okay.
Barry Switzer!
Okay. Ready?
One, two, three.
Barry Switzer!
We're grown men.
Now, is that what those people do after they read theirs? So they all just
Newton.
Are they all just cracking up every time they do it?
No, they probably don't do anything. They probably think nothing of that.
They're professionals.
They probably move on to the next one.
How are you a professional if that is your job?
Barry Switzer.
I want to hear ours.
They probably have seven or eight of them to do right in a row, and they just move on to the next
one. All right, let's do Nate Newton and Coach Joe. And then tomorrow,
Nate Newton!
Tomorrow we can compare them. All right? So on three, let's do Nate Newton.
All right.
Get ready, Psycho.
Let me hear it one more time.
Nate Newton?
Nate Newton!
Okay. Ready? One, two, three.
Nate Newton!
All right, now do Coach Joe.
Let's hear Coach Joe.
Can't find it.
Oh, panic.
It's in there.
It's Coach Joe.
Panic.
All right, we don't need it.
No. Let's just do it.
All right. Here we go.
One, two, three.
Coach Joe. Coach Joe.
And maybe we can get a gig doing that.
I mean, maybe so.
That sounds pretty good to me.
How easy a gig is
Coach
that?
Coach
I'm not doing that. Is that the laddie?
Let's do Fuji.
All right. On three, Fuji.
Coach Fuji?
No, no just Fuji.
One, two, three.
Fuji!
Oh, boy.
What else?
The passion made...
Microphone Johnson!
Stop it. Made another $51 million from Friday to Sunday, so in 12 days, it has now made over $200 million. That is
In 12 days?
Yeah. Ash Wednesday.
Wow. Gosh.
What is amazing. That per day?
A lot.
What's that? Like $80?
Yeah, about $80.
I've got $20.
Ah, yes.
Starsky and Hutch made $30 million, which I saw contributed to that amount.
Is that a low figure for all the
snake
hype that it's gotten? And
$30 million for that? I bet you that movie didn't cost any more than $45 million to make. I mean, it ain't too high tech, trust me.
Ben Stiller's like a $15 million a year guy?
No way.
I think he is. He's bankable. Look at him. I think Owen Wilson's pretty up there, too. I think he's close to 15. They're pretty bankable.
I bet you they took, because this is the old school director who did this and the old school team, and basically it's the same cast. Remember the singers in Will Ferrell's band at the beginning of old school? They're part of this. They have a band scene in this. Where they're singing at Vince Vaughn's daughter's bar mitzvah. I mean, it's the exact same people in the movie. It's okay. Are you going to go see it tonight?
I'm thinking about it.
You need to, so we can talk about it tomorrow. And Hidalgo made $20 million.
What's that about?
That's that horse movie.
Oh, yeah, with...
With Viggo Mortensen, the guy from Lord of the Rings.
Viggo.
Hey! The Passion is going to end up making $400 million. I mean, it's made $200 million. I guarantee, because there are so many people like you, Reiner, who hadn't seen it yet, who plan on seeing it. And there's a lot of people who are still on the fence because they're worried about the violence. But they'll go see it again.
Too, probably.
Oh yeah, there's tons of people to go see it again. I'm thinking $400 million for that thing.
And the thing is that Mel Gibson is going to reap most of the benefits.
Oh yeah,
because he owns everything. And how much money do you have to be worth if you can pump $25 million of your own money into it?
He probably has $300 million in the bank.
That's probably a pretty good estimate.
Yeah.
And now?
I bet you that, yeah, he'll end up making $300 million off this.
Yeah, he's probably going to double his worth.
Good for him. Over the weekend, there was an unfortunate drug and gun arrest.
What rappers was it?
It wasn't.
Really?
MC Dave Crosby?
What peacenik was it? It was Master Ace David Crosby, who was arrested on pot and gun charges.
Oh, dear. You know, he did time for drugs and guns.
Yeah, and I was really worried.
What was that, Cardi's or?
Cardi's,
yeah.
Here in town?
Yep.
I was really worried that...
I think guns are good.
Whenever I saw this story that he
just
was...
a quick editorial comment there.
That he was going to be busted for coke or crack or something like that. You know, because that's what he was really addicted to.
Mm-hmm.
And what his demons were all about. But, you know, they found an ounce of weed on him. Big deal. The guy's 62. Let him go. Is he doing any harm to anyone? And he's stupid because he left a piece of luggage at his hotel in New York after playing a concert.
Wasn't he the sperm donor for Melissa Etheridge's child?
Yeah. Two of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or just one? I don't know.
I think just one.
So a maid starts to go through this bag looking for identification. Well, she finds a 1 ounce baggie of marijuana in a wooden box, a .45 caliber handgun, ammunition, and 2 knives. The employee informed hotel management, who then called the authorities. He returned to get his luggage, of course, to get his weed and his gun, where he was met by the cops, who took him into custody. So now he faces the big one is the illegal possession of firearm and ammunition. He had 3 magazines totaling 26 rounds and 1 count of illegal possession of a hunting knife.
Busted.
I don't think he'll do any time for that, though.
He might.
And he's 62?
Yeah. That guy doesn't need to be in jail. That guy is doing no one any harm. The weird story of the weekend was Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher. And Ashton Kutcher coming forward saying, you know what? We're thinking about getting married, and if and when we do, Bruce Willis will be the best man in the wedding.
This guy's proven he's not a very smart man.
All right.
First of all...
Isn't the bit over?
First of all, he's 26 years old, and probably as bankable and popular as he's ever going to be.
Right.
He doesn't need to be getting married. That's number one.
To a 40-year-old.
I haven't even got that far yet.
Go ahead, Greg. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
And second of all, to a 40-year-old. And third of all, you don't ask the ex-husband to be the best man.
No.
He's proven he's not real bright.
You know, this guy could get any woman in Hollywood. Anyone from the age of 18.
Especially now.
18 to 30. He could have any one of them. He should be getting AIDS tests every week. He's banging so much out there. You know?
No, apparently he's not.
I just don't understand it. Is he going to wake up one day when he's 40 and she's 60 and think, oh, wow, what a horrible idea this was? I can't imagine doing that, man.
She's had all those kids and stuff.
Yeah. Rumor, Scout, and Tallulah Bell.
Still looks good, though.
Well, yes, she does. But you know what? That's going to go away.
She had $480,000 worth of plastic surgery done on herself.
She'll look good until she's probably 55.
Snake.
She'll look... What?
No.
You said my
Which
name.
At that time, he'll be in his mid-30s.
Yeah. And Spalding Gray's body was found in the East River in New Jersey. You guys know who he is or been following this story?
From Caddyshack.
No, I guess not.
He is an actor and writer. I guess he's a big deal up in New York. A big Broadway guy or a big play guy.
Yeah, he is. Big playwright.
For real?
Yeah.
There's fake Grego voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
He walked out of his Manhattan apartment 2 months ago and disappeared. And they found him in the river.
Yeah, East River.
Anything more you want to add to the story?
No, that's it.
I thought maybe you guys would know who he was.
I've never heard of him.
Danny, have you?
Yeah, he got nothing and liked it.
It says in a no, it's not him. In more
then
than
examine
a,
it.
In more than a dozen monologues starting in 1979,
miss.
Gray told audience about his childhood, sex and death to the age of 14, his adventures as a young man, booze, cars, and college girls,
booze,
and a personal history of theater. Many were published in book form and several were made into films. I don't know. He's dead and he's in the river now, though. Look where that got him.
And look where that got us at the end of E! News. Thank
Take
you,
care,
Cobra.
Snake.
All right, coming up next, the Little Mavericks head for the road, and not everyone is terribly pleased with the way things went for them. We will take a look at them next here on the Hardline.